Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good news, and it comes from the University of Memphis football program. You guys have probably already seen it. If not, here it is. The University of Memphis is going to play Arkansas in a three-game series. Starts at Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. Get ready, because you're going to need to be patient, in 2025. No, this is a good thing. It's one of those two-for-ones that we talked about, that Rudd wanted the football program plan, that Bowen was sort of working on before he got out of here. And I have to think that most of this was obviously done before Tom Bowen resigns. But a good thing, you get an SEC opponent. Don't come at me with the whole, hey, we should be playing them one-for-one straight up, because, look, you're not in a position to be able to get these games. Those schools, you can say that all you want, and you're right, it should be equal. We know we're the have not. So we know that that argument, right? That said, this is the only way you're going to get games like these days. We've talked about it at length. These schools do not want to play you one for one because there's only risk in it for them. Go ask Ole Miss. You go lose to Memphis, right? And what do you get by beating them? That's right. What you're supposed to do.
That's it.
So, again, the way you've got to get these games in a lot of instances is go that two-for-one route, give Arkansas two games at their place to get one here.
Yep.
And in this case, it's starting in Memphis in 2025. It'll return to Fayetteville in 2026. And then the third game, my gosh, I don't know if I will be living, is in Fayetteville in 2028. I will be close, John. My gosh, I'll be 50, John. I'll be over 50.
Jason! You smoking them Black and Miles this morning?
If I'm still smoking by then, brother, you may have to carry me to the press box. Hopefully I will be long off them, be living a good life. No, this is good news for Memphis.
Yeah.
I know it's on down the road. Again, when you're doing football scheduling, much of these things are already done.
Yeah.
What, for the next 4 or 5 years, those schedules are already planned out.
Exactly.
You're planning out this far ahead.
Yes.
It's an exciting development for Memphis.
It is. And Arkansas, I feel like everybody always tells us they owed Memphis a game. They owed Memphis a game from some old series that they never ended up playing.
That's why you're getting the $1 million for the 2028.
Right. That would seem to stand a reason to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a great game. I love Arkansas. I love Arkansas fans. It's certainly a game that, you know, if you're a Memphis fan, you would love to travel to, and vice versa for Arkansas fans. You know, you got the whole West Memphis, you got Osceola, Arkansas, that whole contingent that'll come over for that. So, no, to me, it makes sense. It makes total sense for this game to happen. It is not starting until 2025. And I do think that the landscape in Memphis is going to look very different. You know, that's the one thing about these. It's hard to get too excited because you don't know what it's going to look like. You don't know if we're going to have a world to inhabit. You don't know if we're going to have.
Man, you ain't lying, brother.
I mean,
nothing is promised.
The way that this thing is going, it's going to be close. In 6 years. That's part of the reason why, you know, Sam wants to have that baby. I'm just like, are you sure? I can't, you know, 2025, 6 years, you know.
How hot will it be then? Yeah.
It'll be the average, I believe, I think we're on pace for an average of 110 degrees Fahrenheit
in January. Probably not true, but.
In January.
Taken.
So 2025. Here's the question. Like, what will the landscape look like? So the final game, that, as you point out, is what, 2028?
Yes, man, I'm going to be so old.
First of all, you got to understand something. Jeff Calkins will not be chronicling it.
Damn, Calkins ain't going to be at the Memphian, is he?
I don't think so.
Don't put that on him.
I mean, in 9 years, dude, he's going to be in his mid-60s. He's going to be doing that once a week thing.
I shouldn't
Hitting
be the
Hardaway
one.
Is good for Memphis.
I shouldn't be the one to have to tell you this, that his father's practicing medicine at like 99.
No, he's not anymore. See, he retired.
But when? 90s?
Like 2 years ago.
See, that means Jeff's got a long run still in him. We got another 20 years with Jeff.
He doesn't have to jump
and everything.
You think this man going to be scooting around to cover
after the jump too?
Memphis versus Louisiana Monroe?
He's
in his 70s.
What's so physically tough about what Calkins does?
Dude, I mean, it requires mental effort.
And the man takes care of himself. He runs and bikes all the time.
Yeah, but again, though, like.
He doesn't smoke like me. The man's going to live a long time.
You have to retire. That's why you invest in a 401k. You don't just work for the rest of your life.
You're predicting that Calkins won't make the trip to Fayetteville because he will be retired in 2028.
I think that Jeff Calkins, I think he'll still be doing radio. I think he'll do radio.
Still getting that good check.
Yeah.
Is he 56? So 56.
No, I think he's older than that. No, he 58? might be 50. He might be. Hold on.
58.
How old will Calkins be?
I don't mean to focus on Calkins so much.
Plus seven.
Well, he isn't one of the older.
He'll be 65. Around, 2026, he'll be 65.
I mean, he's going to be an old ass man. I mean, old crotchety man.
We ought to do a poll like they do on their show. Will Calkins still be working at 65?
I think
the answer is yes.
I think he'll be doing radio.
Will he be covering the Memphis game again in Fayetteville? And what is it, 2028? He'll be 65 years old.
Now, radio is easy. You just come on and you're cranky for 2 hours, and they somehow pay you for it. Like, that's easy to do at 65. It happens all across the country. So that's not...
Bro, Calkins burp, and a beautiful column comes out. It doesn't... That man is a genius.
Writing
that's
is
what I'm
hard.
Saying. Doesn't take a lot of...
Writing is very hard, as you know.
Not for him, is what I'm telling you. It's hard for me.
No,
that's why I stepped down.
I think it's hard for him at the perfectionist. And at 65... So I'm just saying, I don't mean to focus so much on...
Calkins is listening.
I don't mean to focus so much on Jeff here, but
I put the end on his career.
I think we're going to he's just retiring. He's just enjoying retirement.
When's
it
done? 2025?
I certainly don't want to speculate. I don't want to.
You're killing him before 2028.
I'm not killing him.
I'm just saying
he's gonna he will still probably write in spurts.
What's going to be that last story he covers?
My 30 years in Memphis, my 35 years in Memphis, whatever it ends up being. You know, he came here in 96. So what's 30 years from 96? 2026?
Yeah, 2026.
Good job.
That seems like a good date to retire.
Mm-hmm.
I'd retire then, Calkins.
So
I'd call it yes.
Yeah, he can before that first game in Fayetteville, 2026, he can get on.
Yeah, it's like
no need to go.
You can write a 30-year encapsulating column, you know? Okay. Like that's what you can do. How else will Mike Norvell, who knows? Mike Norvell might be the coach at Arkansas by then. Who the hell knows?
If guys can't tell, we're very excited about Memphis and Arkansas playing football.
No, it's a good game.
Years from now.
It's a good game. It's just like we're going to have, you know, there's going to be a whole new set of, like,
will
Marvel Avengers that you won't even know who they are. Will we have a show? Ooh, that is interesting. I will say yes.
Praise Jesus.
I will say we still have a show.
It took you a while there. So I'm still employed, thank God.
Well, yeah, you're for sure going to be employed. I was more thinking from my perspective I haven't gotten fired by then. Or
you're about to go national.
Whatever. I don't think it's that. It's more just like, you know, I'd be saying some crazy things around this building. You know, and we get sensitive. We get more sensitive by the day in this country. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Arkansas and Memphis are playing a game. Jeff Calkins will not be writing about it in 2028. You will be talking about it as a 51-year-old man. Think about that for a second.
I don't want to.
Think about that for a second. Anyway, I'll be in my 30s. That's pretty scary in and of itself. There you go. Nice game on the schedule. Thank you, Tom Bowen. Can we get an applause for Tom Bowen, please, Brad? Because this is...
We did this. This is a Bowen project. Not everything was bad.
There's no way they put this together after he'd gone.
You know, Tom Bowen had to die so that this game could live.
Yeah, it's like Christ, basically.
Not really. Not much. But anyway, thanks, Tom. And best of luck in the Southern Conference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.